So we've been through cycles of all kind of ups and downs of the economy, you know, ups and downs and ups and downs. And you know, the Word of God has provided, produced, made us prosper in every cycle.
You can't live debt-free. Regardless of the financial hardships of the world, God has a plan to prosper you. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson as they continue their teaching, 10 More Extraordinary Days of Prosperity.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're having a prosperity week. Woo! Hallelujah. Pastor George is here. We're talking about the laws of prosperity that we've been walking in for a long, long time. And they work, don't they, George?
They do. I didn't mean to hit you there. I raised my hand. I looked over at the monitor. I raised my hand. It looked like I punched you.
No, he missed.
I missed. We are having a good time, Gloria. These are times where we are thriving, not
yes,
just surviving.
That's right.
We are flourishing. We are not failing. And in the midst of economic times, no matter what they are, we prosper.
We prosper. Amen.
We prosper.
Let me just throw this in.
Yes,
Ken and
ma'am.
I began to walk in the laws of prosperity. We didn't know much, but we began to hear and do some of the things. And we began to walk in it by faith in 67 or 68.
Mm-hmm.
68. Mm-hmm. I think I got born again in 67, and we began to walk in it in 68. So we've been through cycles of all kind of ups and downs of the economy, you know, ups and downs and ups and downs. And you know, the Word of God has provided, produced, made us prosper in every cycle.
That's absolutely
it's super
right. That's
supernatural prosperity.
Every cycle.
Well, glory to God.
You know, the 112th Psalm talks about the man, woman with the established heart. Evil tidings come their way and their hearts are established.
That's it.
And that's what you all have done. You've taught us that. And even through what's going on right now.
That's right. We're still established.
We're still established
Hallelujah.
In the Word.
Amen.
Today, we're going to begin talking about living debt-free. And today is part one. Tomorrow will be part two. That makes sense.
That's when we begin to prosper.
When you just made that decision. That's what we're going to get into today.
Good.
And let me remind everybody that all of these notes for the 10 days that we are teaching, they're available on kcm.org. And those of you that may have watched the previous sessions that we've done, we have 40 outlines now. And we're making those available on kcm.org as an ebook format. And so we've been talking about even having those printed. So
Amen.
Something's coming.
Amen.
Something's
Amen.
Coming.
And George so graciously has said, hey, preach it if you want to, Pastor. Get into it. I mean, we need the Word out.
Let's look at Matthew 6:33, and what I'm going to do, Gloria, this is what I'd like to do.
This is a big scripture.
Let me back up just a little bit on this. You know, we've talked about the Kenneth Copeland scholars. Well, I am a Kenneth Copeland
scholar.
You're
an original scholar, aren't you?
And I've been scholaring for 35
years.
Myself?
I've been studying it myself.
You've been studying this as well.
I should have another doctorate. Doctor.
I'll present one to you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the book of Hebrews tells us that we should not let these things slip
that's
taught.
That's the key.
And so I continually go back and study out the things that I've been taught through the years so that I keep them in my remembrance.
Yes, amen.
So what we're talking about today and tomorrow, I'm referring to two books.
You've been through two printings.
This
no
is the Laws of Prosperity.
Printings.
This is my
two
original
covers.
Copy of the Laws of Prosperity. This was published.
That's Ken and me on the front.
Is that the two of you? And there's Kelly. And
I'm kidding.
There he is. But I refer to this, and then your book on God's Will is Prosperity. I happen to have done the cover when I was in the art department back then, and there are the two of you.
Uh-huh.
But these two books, I use these books to put together this outline because it's the two of you telling the same story from different perspectives about how to live debt-free.
Praise God.
And the scripture that you used to begin with is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. I'll read it from the King James, then Gloria will read it to you from the Amplified. It says, Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What does the Amplified Bible say?
But seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, His kingdom and His righteousness. Go after it, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
His way of doing and being right. Then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So do not worry, the next verse says.
One of the things, Gloria, that you and Kenneth have taught me is how do we seek the kingdom? We give God's Word first place, and we make it the final authority in our lives.
We don't know how to seek the kingdom without the Word of God.
There's no other way.
I'd like to throw this in.
Yeah.
This is where I got saved. I got saved on this scripture right here. Ken and I we'd been married just a short time, and you've heard me tell it before, but it's such a great story.
Oh, say it again. Say it again.
We'd been married just a short time, and Kenneth was in debt when I married him. I don't think I had any debts when we married. I hadn't had time, but he's older than me, and he'd had time to accrue quite a lot of debt. And we had no money, and we had debts, and he got a job. He got his first job since we were married at the airport, and he was, you know, beginning, but it didn't pay much money. So I was but we had expectations.
Yeah.
And so we leased a house in a nice neighborhood. I think it was a 3-bedroom house. Had no furniture in it, no stove, no refrigerator. Mm. And we had no stove and no refrigerator to put in it. And we had no furniture that belonged to us. So we had a rented rollaway bed in this nice neighborhood, in this nice house, and no money. And I didn't have a job. I mean, I was at home. Ken was out looking for a job.
Mm.
It was a sad thing, you know.
A sad thing.
So I picked up that Bible Ken's mother had given him, and in the beginning of it, it was a New English Bible. In the endorsement of it, she had said, "Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," or it says, "in His way of doing, and all these things will be added to you." Well, I was not raised under the Word. I didn't know what the Word said. Where I went to church, boy, you just hardly had a prayer, you know what I mean? And I didn't go to church too much. And so I thought, I turned in my Bible to Matthew 6, and I saw what it said, and I prayed this, "Take my life and do something with it." George, I didn't know anything about the Word, but I found that. I found that God would take care of me, and if I'd seek His kingdom, I'd be blessed. And I got born again on that scripture.
That scripture came alive to you.
It did. I was desperate too. Wow. I mean, it was hard times.
That's a scripture.
We didn't have a stove. We didn't have a refrigerator. When it got cold weather, I put a cardboard box on the porch, and that was our refrigerator.
Gloria.
Yes. And then we rented a rollaway bed for $7 a month, and it went like this.
Oh.
So we were close. We were very close because when your bed goes this way, you stay close. That's how I was. That's where I was. Now, almost nobody is probably in that better shape out there listening today. But God can change everything.
Oh, He can turn
He changes everything when you allow Him to.
So that scripture was your foundation.
Yeah, that's where I started.
That's where you started.
And I didn't know where to find that scripture, but in the beginning of this New English Bible that Ken's mother was trying to get him saved, you know, she had written, "Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you." Things added to me! Got my attention, you know.
And you began to stand on that.
So I just said, "Lord, take my life and do something with it."
You began to stand on that. And one of the things that is available to us in the kingdom of God is that we can live debt-free.
Oh, hallelujah.
And that seems to be, for some people,
that is big.
Unattainable.
That's right.
That how can we have anything
if we don't
borrow? Well,
I remember when that was our mindset. You know, if we don't borrow money, you know, you just don't get it. But then our mindset changed when we got into the Word of God and found out He's our source.
Well, I want to read something to you. Gloria Copeland, this is your life.
Hallelujah.
And I was reading from your book, God's Will is Prosperity. And This is good. This needs to be said. It says, Kenneth and I made the very commitment, the commitment to obey whatever we saw in the Word years ago when we first began to find out how faith works. We agreed then how we would do whatever we would do whatever we saw in God's Word. Without even knowing it, we had placed ourselves in position to receive great financial blessings. You went on to say, our desire was to please God. We were committed to His Word. We didn't know how to believe God for material things. We didn't even know that the instructions in God's Word would always work to our advantage, even in this life. When we first learned that God would meet our needs, we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Kenneth was enrolled at Oral Roberts University. We desired to please God with all of our hearts, and we'd moved out on what little faith we knew. Financially, times were hard. You just described that. This really does feel like this is your life.
This was before that, too.
Before you went to ORU.
Yeah, we were born again.
No matter how hard, financially, times were hard. I really think that we were supernaturally in debt. Now, that was interesting.
Yeah, well,
supernaturally in
debt. Ken had a lot of notes. He'd had a great time before he married me. He had a lot of notes.
No matter how hard we tried, we couldn't get out of debt. We just seemed to get in deeper and deeper. Borrowed money was our source. After we paid the bills, there was no money left for anything else.
That's right.
Old obligations were left unpaid, and there was a threat of a lawsuit. I can remember standing in the checkout line in the grocery store, praying in the spirit, and believing God that I had enough money to pay for the groceries in my basket. Whatever I had on my purse at the time was all that I had. You remember that, don't you?
No credit cards. Yes, I do.
We didn't know then what we know now about operating in the laws of prosperity. We were just learning, we were just beginning to learn about the integrity of God's Word, that you can depend on God's Word in the same way that you can depend on the Word of a doctor, a lawyer, or your very best
Amen.
Friend.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, before I go into this next part, I want to say something here. We've heard this over and over and again, but you know, I was preaching, Terry and I were preaching in France not too long ago. And the message that I was preaching was very basic. It was about the power of our words. Mm-hmm. But people came up to me, one individual, and said, I've never heard that before.
Oh, my. Isn't that something?
We don't realize that there are people that have never heard that phrase before that are watching us right now, that you can depend on God's Word in the same way that you can depend on a doctor, a lawyer, or your very best friend.
That's right.
Now, you said we know that the Word of God never fails, and we committed to do whatever we saw in the Word, no matter what it was. And then we saw Romans 13:8.
That's right. That's everything was, you know, borrowed money was just the way you did it.
Let's go to Romans 13:8. Gloria, do you remember that day? Do you remember the day that you and Kenneth found, or you found?
Yes,
Romans 13.
I was sitting at the blue table.
At the blue table.
That I painted. The old table I painted. Yes, I remember it.
And tell me about that. You were reading your Bible, and you made the decision that you guys would obey whatever God said
in the Word.
That's
right. We had gone that far. We had learned to be Word people. Mm-hmm. And we'd agreed to it.
And you found Romans 13:8. Now, you found it first. You said you found it.
I wasn't looking for it, but I found it.
It found you.
It found me, I think, is more like it.
Romans 13:8 in the King James Version says, owe no man anything but to love one another.
Amen. That's what it says.
And in your book, you said, surely God didn't mean that. That scripture must mean something else. And so you looked it up in the Amplified Bible. So read to us the Amplified Bible.
I had an Amplified Bible. Keep out. I thought, well, you know, it'll give me some. It can't mean that.
It means something else.
You know, really, George, that's all we knew. I mean, that's the way I was raised.
Yeah.
That's all I knew.
Yep.
Keep out of debt. That was no help.
Oh, dear me.
Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow man. So he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law, meeting all its requirements.
keep out of debt.
I was doomed.
Sorry for laughing, but that's...
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Because we were in debt, you know? And we didn't have a... We weren't using a credit card, but we were just... Ken had notes. He had a pretty fun life before he met me, you know? What are we going to do, George? We don't have any money, and we can't charge anything. So we had, you know, at that time, we had credit, we had charge accounts at a store and stuff like that. I didn't know what we were going to do, but I saw it.
But you found that scripture.
And I thought, well, we don't have any choice. So when Ken came home, I said, look, it says we got to stay out of debt.
What did he say?
I don't remember. I don't remember what he said. But we decided we'd do it.
Yeah.
And so we started. We just quit. We quit charging anything. Mm-hmm. And what did we do? Well, sometimes we did without things.
We did without.
But it didn't last very long.
Well, let me read to you.
Because we put ourselves over on God when we did that.
Let me read to you what you said in
your
book. All
right, read to me.
It looked impossible to do anything without borrowing money. We had never considered paying cash for a car. We had never bought furniture. How would we ever have anything? The material possession I wanted most in the world was a home.
That's right.
Pay cash for a house? You must be kidding. Satan would say, you'll never get it. We actually did not know that we could receive all these things with our faith. We had a choice, but not a good one as far as we could tell. We had said, we're taking God's word literally, and whatever we see in it, that's what we will do. But when we made that commitment, we did not know the Bible said, keep out of debt.
That's exactly
true.
Boy,
you really set yourself up, didn't you?
Oh, man. We didn't know what we were going to do. Because at that point, we hadn't heard anything about faith. Mm-hmm. We'd just gotten to Tulsa, so we hadn't really... Yeah. Gotten to hear much about Brother Hagin or anything, and he's the one that taught us how to act on the Word and get results. We didn't know. We were like Brother Hagin used to say, we were ignorance gone to seed.
Ignorance gone to seed.
But now we know something. Stay out of debt. How are we going to manage?
Well, let me, again, this is your life. Let me share with you.
This is your life.
I looked at the Laws of Prosperity, because what I did was I went to the parallel.
Uh-huh.
I saw what Gloria said, and then I saw what Kenneth said.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
Put them together.
And so here's what Brother Copeland said, and this is what Kenneth and Gloria did. This is what Terry and I have done, and this is really a practical way.
Lots of other people.
Yes, absolutely. And you can live debt-free.
That's right. That's right.
And if your mind is fighting you, you just need to go to Romans 8 and say, I believe that, I stand on it, and it's for me. But this is what Kenneth said, Gloria. He said, when Gloria and I first began to put the things we were learning into practice, we had nothing around us but problems. I had returned to college at the age of 30, and from there God called us into full-time ministry in His service. We were deeply in debt and lived in surroundings that were very poor. You just shared. The job that God called me to do required that I had to travel extensively preaching and teaching His Word. But our car was worn out. We had nothing. We were thousands of dollars in debt. God used His Word to set the standards by which we would operate. It had to be by faith or not at all.
That's right.
We made commitments that seemed so hard. We declared that we would never ask any man for anything, including money or places to minister. We pledged ourselves and our ministry to Romans 13:8 that we would never borrow one cent. We would tell our needs only to God and expect what He was teaching us to produce. We prayed, confessed our faith, and stood on God's word when every circumstance spelled absolute doom.
That's right.
God's word
worked.
Our
prospects in the natural didn't look good.
He said things began to happen for us instead of to us. It's when you made the decision to live debt-free. And that's what we're talking about today. In these last few minutes, we're talking about they made a quality decision.
Based on the word.
Based on the word to live debt-free. And he said in his book, things began to happen for us instead of to us. We began to grow. In 11 months... we were free from debt. And let's finish up with this. You made a quality decision. And we've learned from Brother Copeland, since I'm a Kenneth Copeland scholar.
Yes, sir.
We've learned from Brother Copeland that a quality decision is a decision that forever settles the issue. It is a decision of no retreat and no return, and it's a decision that's a memorial that settles all future decisions. We have taken that upon ourselves, Terry and I, that we made a decision at one point that borrowing is not an option any longer. And now our children have done the same thing.
Praise
that
God.
Borrowing is not an option. And Kenneth said this to me one time. He said, the very moment you make the quality decision to live debt-free, God sees you debt-free.
Hallelujah.
He sees you debt-free. And so we have to settle three things. We settle three things. Number one, God is my source, not people. So you have to settle
that.
When you launch out on this quest of living debt-free, we must settle that God is our source and not people. Number two, we have to settle that I'm not limited to a salary.
That's right.
That God has ways, supernatural ways, to get it to me, and that if I pledge myself to live debt-free, that I stand on Romans 13:8, that He will show me how to do this. And number three, we've got to settle forever that it is God's will for me to
Amen.
Live debt-free.
Glory to God.
Let me pray for these people
okay.
right now
Do
as
that.
we walk this out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over
Thank
all of
you,
those
Lord.
That are watching us right now, those that have a desire to
yes.
live debt-free or to get out
courage.
From under the load of debt.
Yes.
Father, we pray over them right now in the name of Jesus, and we stand on Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love him. And because you put that in your word, Father, you will show us, you will show them exactly what to do. And we settle today that God is our source, we are not limited by our salary,
That's
and that
right.
it is God's will for
God's
our family
will.
To live debt-free.
Glory
in
to God.
Jesus'
in
name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Now tomorrow we're going to go into part two of how to live debt-free.
Hallelujah. Don't miss it. George and I'll be right back.
No matter what the circumstances look like, God has a better way. Step out of the world's financial system of lack and uncertainty into the rock-solid strength and abundance of God's economy. You really can have peace and financial freedom. The 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the Grace of Giving audio series by Gloria Copeland are two key resources to help you transition to success in your life. The Lifeline Kit includes word-based devotions for morning and evening, prosperity scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland, a music CD, a DVD teaching, and daily scripture cards. Designed to keep you focused on God's Word, they will change your financial situation as you apply each principle. The Grace of Giving series tells the truth about giving and why it connects you to God's unlimited supply. Immerse yourself in God's answers for your finances and commit today to receiving your financial breakthrough. Kenneth Copeland Ministries desires that you walk in the blessing and has put together the God's Economy Package to help you. Now available for just $25, a 44% savings, this package includes your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough and the Grace of Giving. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. You can live debt-free. God's Word has everything you need to prosper you in every area of your life.
Now, the Word of God works for everybody. If you're tired of trying to make it on your own and you're not a believer and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, this is your day. You know what happens? You get born over again. So you dump a lot of stuff right there. And then the Spirit of God begins to teach you and train you how to live. So if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, just close your eyes and pray this with all your heart. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just take it by faith. Believe you receive when you pray. The Lord will never let you down and never forsake you. That's what I prayed myself. Take my life and do something with it. And you know He did. Hallelujah. So just turn it over. let him, you know, when you do that, you're born over again on the inside. Now you've got an opportunity to change everything on the outside. So we want to give you this salvation package. This, he did it all for you. This is about what happened to you. And there's a brochure in there about how to study your Bible. You know, the Word's how you grow. You grow up. It's food. It's spiritual food for us. This is how Ken and I grew up. This is how George and Terry grew up. It's how everybody grows up. And it's important to get in the Word of God and find a good Word-preaching, Bible-believing church. And listen to the broadcast every day and grow up. We put the Word in there. And go to kcm.org. We've got lots of great things there for you. And grow. You know, you have to, what the Bible says is renew your mind. You have to learn how to think. So join us tomorrow for day 4 of You Can Live Debt-Free Part 2. We want you to be with us. This is Gloria and George. We're reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons. Join me on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a daring exploration of the Scriptures about the Holy Spirit. He's more important than you think. He's bigger than you imagined. And He's more real than you ever dreamed possible.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You can get out of that debt situation. You are not locked into that. If you commit to do, just like they did, what we have done, to commit to do whatever the Word has taught them to do and make that quality decision.